You think that you love yourself more than anybody. Well, I want to let you know, there's someone else who loves you more than even you love yourself. And His name is Yeshua. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the soon coming King, the promised Messiah of Israel. He loves you more than you love yourself. And the proof? Nail-pierced hand. Did you know that someday in heaven, the only person that has, quote, defect will be your Jesus? Because the Bible says when He rose again from the dead, there was still that nail-pierced hand. There was still that hole by His side. We all will receive perfect glorified body. Whatever challenges that you're going through, it's just a momentary and light affliction. Jesus is coming back soon. You know, the worst case scenario, you know, nothing happens until Jesus returns. And He's coming back soon. And we'll receive our perfect glorified body, where there'll be no pain. We'll never grow old. Amen. We'll always be young forever, healthy forever, in that glorified body. When Jesus comes back, we have a perfect body. But only Jesus has, again, that, quote, defect. That's how much He loves you, beloved. That's how much He loves you. You want proof that He loves you more than you love yourself? This is proof. Symptom in your body is a lie. You know that negative doctor's report is a lie. Because the Bible says, by Jesus' stripes, by His wounds, you were healed. So, beloved of God, isn't that stripes more than enough? Isn't that back that was shredded to pieces when they flogged Jesus more than enough? Are you going to choose to believe the good report? Or are you going to dwell in the negative reports? I believe you choose the good report. As you listen to this song or you sing this song, just experience His love for you like never before. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you, says the Lord, more than you know.
Nail-pierced hands.
eternity. Sufferings is more than enough. Lord, I am healed. I am whole. I reject all that lying symptoms in my body. In Jesus' name, I believe. I believe your word, O God. Today is a premiere Sunday because for our church, we're going to disclose the theme of the year that I got, I think, around September or around that time frame. I already knew what's going to be the theme of the year for our church. Amen. For 2021. And I believe it's going to be a powerful teaching today. You know, I think I'm going to try to get the MP3 myself. I'm going to try to listen to really the Word of God because it's really powerful. We're really living in the end times. Yes. We're really living in the end times. That's why the revelation that God has given us, you know, is just like, wow, this is really, really amazing. And so I'm going to show you scriptures and everything. That way you'll be grounded in the Word. Amen. I just want to let you know, beloved of God, that the message today, as well as throughout the year, is really going to give us that power to be more than a conqueror in Christ. Who wants to be a more than a conqueror in Christ? Amen. Yes. How many of you know that this life, you know, is like it's a long distance running. It is not like a sprint. You know, you have to stick to it. You cannot quit. If you want to be a champion, you cannot be throwing the towel. This life, the Bible talks about how, you know, we are running the race to win. And God says you got to run in such a way as to win. And I believe every one of you has that special purpose in life. You have a destiny, and God has made you to be a champion. Amen. I believe, you know, by the grace of God, we're all here. We're going to hear the Word, because the Word is really, really how we live. The Bible says, men shall not live by bread alone, mm-hmm. but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. And the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and their life. Amen. Church, so you know, I'm thankful For those who have been praying in tongues a lot, amen, without knowing you're praying for your pastor, amen. And when your pastor is getting all that wonderful revelations, you benefit. It is for your benefit. You know, the revelation that God gave me and everything is for your benefit. And as we meditate on the word together. So are you excited? I'm kind of whetting your appetite to know what the theme of the year is going to be. By the way, for those who missed, I don't want you to miss this. You know, talking on Psalm 91, we saw a key there to unlock Psalm 91. You know, the Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place. And then, you know, you don't have to worry about pestilence. You don't have to worry about, you know, evil. No evil shall befall you. All those benefits, it was found in what? Verse 1 and 2, right?
Yes.
It was like, wow, pastor, I've never seen that. You know, it's like, that is the gateway right there. Mm-hmm. Beloved of God. And sometimes you want, out of the abundance of your heart, you speak it out. I even memorize it. The key is verse 1 and verse 2, by the way. That is the key. So whenever you're afraid, whenever you are tempted with fear and worry, like I also sometimes am tempted by that. Now I use it as a habit, whether I speak it in my heart or I speak it out loud. I say, it is written, he who sits in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. You don't have to read the whole chapter, actually. It's okay to read the whole chapter so you know all the benefits. But the gateway is 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Isn't that easy? God's way is easy, isn't that? Instead of memorizing everything, basically it's a full protection. If you look at verse 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? It's basically every area. Pestilence that walks in darkness, you know, all kinds of stuff. Those are just listing the benefits, but the key is 1 and 2. Amen? So remember that, beloved of God, whenever you're tempted, just remember Psalm 91 verse 1 to 2. You just need to remember 1 and 2 and then everything is unlocked.
Amen.
You know, it's just powerful. And I've seen it work in my life. You know, the fear, sometimes the fear comes constantly. Well, thank God, I can constantly meditate on the Word.
Yes.
The more the fear tries to keep on knocking, I say, hallelujah, another opportunity to recite. Right? Psalm 91, verse 1 to 2. Amen. I've been reading Psalm 91 all the time, and I did not see the key. The key is right there in front of the door, in front of the chapter, verse 1 and 2. I don't have to remember everything else. You know, all it's okay to know all the benefits, right? But 1 and 2, just quote it. Bam! All the benefits is right there for you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. All right. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Father, if there's nothing else, you want to reserve more time for the entree instead of bringing appetizer. Father, I'm ready. Every day we need to be reminded, because our conscience tend to condemn us. In our conscience, that makes us feel guilty, that makes us feel like, oops, I did something wrong again. Oh, you know, the Bible says that the blood of Jesus Christ keeps on cleansing and cleansing and cleansing us from all sin. Not some, beloved of God, all of your sins. God no longer remembers your sins anymore. He is a righteous God to declare you righteous because you believe in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God cannot condemn your sin again, because that would be unjust for God to do so. Because he already condemned all your sin on the body of another. So I speak to your body right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be well. Be whole. Body, I destroy all your deeds, the deeds of the body, by the Spirit of God. Body, you cannot be developing cancer in the name of Jesus. You cannot be creating punishment in this temple of the Holy Spirit. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And all infirmities, all defilement, we command it to leave right now in the name of Jesus. Be thou removed.
Yes.
And be thou cast into the sea.
Amen.
It is illegal for you, body, to create problems in the name of Jesus, because all of our sins have been punished on the body of another in the name of Jesus. So, body, I say unto you, everyone under the sound of my voice, I'm speaking to every cell of your body. Your body responds to my word, the word of God. I say unto you, shalom, peace. I say unto you, rapha, relax. In Jesus' name, be still and know that I am God. Your headache is no more. The tension in your head is no more. Back pain, you know, is getting lesser and lesser. In the presence of God, you cannot be in the river of God and not be wet. When you are in the presence of God like this, beloved of God, your healing is already yours. Amen. It will manifest. Amen. It will manifest in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I'm telling you, I'm so excited for the theme of the year. Like I said, you know, looking forward to be, you know, listening to the word, because I need this word myself. So without any further delay, so that we don't go over time till like 5 o'clock. You know? I know, you know, some people don't mind because they love the word so much. 5 o'clock seems only like 3 minutes, right? Amen. Have you ever been to a service like, man, it's already an hour?
Yeah.
Now that is a characteristic of an anointed service.
Yeah.
When time just flies, it's like, what, Pastor Henry? It's already done? I thought we were just getting started. Amen. So anyway, without any further delay, I'm gonna disclose to you the theme of the year for our church. This doesn't apply to every Christian. This only applies to our church. Because different churches, they have different theme of the year. If this is your church, this is your blessing. This is part of your inheritance. So I want you to possess it. Because God loves you very much. Amen. He's disclosing this theme of the year for your church, Life-Giving Church International. Ready? Drum roll. We don't have drum roll. Amen. Hallelujah. It's okay. No, we don't need fanfare. We don't need fireworks. What we need is a still small voice of the Holy Spirit to make into revelation. Amen. And I want to prove it all from Scripture. This year, 2021, ladies and gentlemen, for Life-Giving Church International, is the year of Jesus' joy. Come on, let's do it. Hallelujah. Did you hear what you said? It's the year of Jesus' joy. If this is your church, this is your inheritance, I want you to say it. Jesus' joy.
Jesus' joy.
One more time. Jesus' joy.
Yes.
And I'm going to put it from Scripture. Where did you get that, Pastor? That sounds cool. That sounds like happy. Turn with me to John 15, verse 11. This is Jesus talking. If you have King James Version Bible on your phone, or if you have a actual Bible, turn with me to John 15:11. So if people ask you which church do you go to, and say, I go to Life-Giving Church International, so, and the theme of the year is Jesus' joy, and people ask you, where did your pastor get that this year is the year of Jesus' joy? You answer them John 15:11, King James Version Bible. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy, everybody says my joy.
My joy.
My joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now, who's talking here?
Jesus,
right? So if you have a Bible that is like color coded, it'll be red. So whose joy is this? This is Jesus' joy. Did you see that? So if someone asks you, where did your church get the theme of the year from? Is it something that your pastor just made up, you know, because it sounds cool, or is this really from the Holy Spirit? It's John 15:11. You tell them, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. That's Jesus' joy. It's not the world's joy. The world's joy is, it depends on circumstances. This one is amazing. That my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And let me tell you the context. When you study the Bible, study the context when he was talking this to the disciples. He was about to be betrayed. He's about to go through the kind of torture. A lot of people would probably have nightmares. They'll probably have fear. But here it is. He loves you so much, church. Remember, the Bible is written to you, right? It's written for your learning. Imagine yourself. Don't just see this while he's talking to his disciples. Well, you are the disciple of the Lord Jesus. So put yourself in the shoes of the disciples here. If anybody needs to be worried, is Jesus needs to be worried about his own life, because he was about to be betrayed. But in the midst of the biggest crisis of his life, he still thinks about you. He still thinks about your joy. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, so that your joy might be full. Look at the heart of our beloved Lord and Savior. Right? He is so selfless. This love is so unselfish. If anybody, you know, has the right to be worried and to be thinking about his own self, his own life, it will be Jesus at that time, because he is about to be like the Lamb, right, of God that will be slain for the sins of the entire world. And he is going to be taking the sins of the entire world. This is the worst day of his life. And look at the heart of Jesus. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, so that my joy," Jesus' joy, "might remain in you, so that I can be glorified." No, that's not what he said. What did he say? "So that your joy might be full." Man, if husbands and wives would have this attitude, have the unselfish love like Jesus does. This is the worst day, you know. Sometimes we feel like we have the right, you know, to be grumpy because we just went a tough day. So we can be terse to our spouse or to our mate. We feel like we are entitled to vent because I went through a bad day today. Can you just understand me here? I got this going on, got that going on. Can you just, you know, at least show a little sympathy? We feel like we're justified to be rude to our mate or to our spouse or to our loved ones because we went through a bad day. But Jesus had the worst day of his life, and all he thinks about is you. He said, "I said these things so that my joy would remain in you." He did not give you his joy so that, you know, you can be a witness. Yeah, eventually you'll be a witness unto the Lord. But look at the motive, the love, the unselfish love of Jesus. He said, "So that your joy might be full." Selfless love. Amazing love. And that can only, beloved of God, be accomplished by someone who has Jesus' joy in his life. Do you want to have that kind of ability, beloved of God? Even when you're having a bad day. I don't know what your bad day is. Some people, their bad day is, you know, I don't know, you know. I mean, Jesus is really having a bad day here. This is a really bad day. Some of our bad days, like, "Oh man, the weather is gloomy today." You know, it's like nothing. Now, beloved of God, I want to let you know, in the midst of the bad day, you can still have Jesus' joy that is so selfless. You can still be thinking about your spouse. You can still be thinking about your mate. You can still be thinking about your loved ones. You still be thinking about the other person in the midst of your worst day like Jesus. Well, beloved of God, I'm going to tell you the secret to have this revelation of Jesus' joy.
Yes.
If you don't have Jesus' joy, you cannot be like Jesus here, be able to say, "Hey, I say all these things is really for your sake, so that my joy would remain in you," because he himself has his own joy, right?
Yes.
Jesus' joy. Now, for his joy to remain in you, that means he's still in a state of joy.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
This joy is everlasting. Say with me, everlasting joy.
Everlasting joy.
Amen? Everlasting joy. This is amazing. Now, remember, joy is different than being happy. You might be, okay, like Harvard, he doesn't smile at all. He's just like this, right? Right? You don't see any traces of joy, right? But he's like a cup that is full, right? Have you ever, like when you have a cup that is so full, this is the picture of Jesus' joy, all right? When you fill the cup to the brim and you're trying to bring the cup over there to your dining room, guess what you do? You're going to be, right, moving slowly. Now what happens if somebody jolt? The water will spill over. That, my friends, is one characteristic of Jesus' joy. You may not be seeing me smiling all the time. Now eventually it will translate to your face when you're really happy. Eventually you're going to be smiling and happy. But it's not something superficial. It's not something that is made up, because it's like a artesian water inside of you. It's who you are. Yes. The joy is not something that is circumstantial.
Yes.
It does not depend on, well, whether this problem has been resolved or not.
Yeah.
You have like an artesian water.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Out of you shall flow rivers, the Bible says, of living water. That is Jesus' joy,
yes,
beloved, that I'm talking about. And this is your inheritance. Amen?
Amen.
Now I'm going to show you,
amen,
you know, powerful, powerful word. Why do you think that I said you have to understand the context of the word to get the nuggets of the truth of the word of God? He said, these things I have spoken unto you so that my joy might remain in you. In other words, he said, my word, Jesus' word, the word of Christ. Say the word of Christ.
The word of Christ.
Right? So when Jesus speaks, it's got to be His word, right? It's the,
yes,
word of Christ. So the context of the verse is very clear. It's the word of Jesus, not the law. We're not supposed to be listening to the do's and the don'ts and all the requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He said, my word, not Moses' words.
Right.
It's my word that I speak unto you. I'm speaking this to you so that my joy would remain in you.
Yes.
So, what is the ingredients, if you will, if you want to have this everlasting joy manifesting? Remember, it's already in you. This joy is already in you, like the artesian water. Amen? What's the pump that will prime it? It is the Word of Christ.
Yes.
Again, say the Word of Christ.
The Word of Christ.
Now, how do you reckon faith cometh, according to Romans 10? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of Christ.
Yes.
That's the Bible says it's the word of Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Now, the context of Romans 10 there, the word of Christ, is the gospel. Because if I say faith comes by hearing the word of God, the Ten Commandments is also the word of God. The Old Testament is also part of the word of God. But the original manuscript does not say the word of Theos. It is the word of Christos. Say, Christos.
Christos.
That's the Greek for Christ. Christos. It's the word of Christos. It's the gospel. In other words, for Jesus' joy, amen, to be manifesting in your life, you want your hearts and your ears to be filled with the gospel,
yes,
the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
How much He loves you so that you can love one another,
right,
as He has loved you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the context of that verse, He was giving a new commandment,
mm-hmm,
to the disciples. A new commandment I give you. Love one another. But this is a new commandment. Loving one another is an old commandment. Because it's in the Old Covenant also. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So what's the difference between this new commandment that He gave and the Old Covenant of Law that says also you should love your neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is that phrase, as I have loved you.
Yeah.
Amen, beloved of God. It is hearing the gospel, not about how much I love God, but how much He loves me. That enables me to love one another.
Mm-hmm.
The law says, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. But there's no empowerment to it.
Mm-hmm.
As I have loved you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Are you blessed, church?
Yes.
You see the context, right? So you understand where this Jesus joy comes from. It's from John 15:11. The context is the worst day of His life.
Mm-hmm.
So you have no excuse to be depressed.
Amen.
You have no excuse to not be joyful.
Yes.
Because Jesus was in the worst day of His life. And He already given us the key for us to manifest this Jesus joy that's already in,
mm-hmm,
us. He said, these things I have spoken unto you.
Yes.
That means the word that you need to hear is the word of Christ.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know what kind of TV shows that you're watching. I don't care what kind of entertainment that you are enjoying. You know, by all means, there's no condemnation. All things to the pure, all things are pure. But are you listening to the word of Christ?
Mm.
Or are you listening to the words of men? Are you listening to the word of Christ? Because when you're listening to the word of Christ, the effect is very clear, so that Jesus' joy would remain in you.
Yes. Amen.
So if you don't like what's going on in your life because you feel sad, you feel like, how come I feel blah? How come I feel, how come I don't feel happy? I don't feel joyful. Tune to a different frequency. Tune in, amen, to the word of Christ. Because it is the gospel, it is the word that will cause Jesus' joy to remain in you, the Bible says. And then it says, so that your joy might be full. Did you see that? The ability for you to be joyful does not come from you. It's from Jesus' joy is the source. You know, there's no problem for people to try to force themselves to praise the Lord when they don't feel like it. I heard people say, you can start with the flesh and then end up in the spirit, which is fine. There's no problem. But the flesh profits nothing, the Bible says. Do you understand? We don't have to get into the spirit through the flesh. We don't have to, you know, well, I really don't feel like worshiping God, but I'm going to force myself, make myself worship God. No, it ought to be the norm. It's like, man, I'm so looking forward to be able to worship my Father in spirit and in truth. I'm so looking forward to come to church. I'm so looking forward to hear my inheritance. There ought to be like a joy that's bubbling. You know, it's not something that you have to prime. It's not something that you have to force yourself. Because it's everlasting. Because you have been tuning in to the right frequency. Again, there's no condemnation if you don't feel like praising God. If you feel like you don't want to come to church, or you don't feel like you want to, you know, enjoy praise and worship, there is no condemnation. Amen? But likely that's a symptom we have not been tuning in to the right frequency. Because if we listen to His Word, that everlasting joy is already in there. And it will manifest more and more. And you are going to be blessed more and more. Let me tell you why Jesus' joy is such an inheritance for us to possess. Did you know that the joy of the Lord is your strength?
Yes. Yeah.
What if you are running out of energy? What if you have no energy to do anything that you love? Right? Life will be very boring. Let me tell you, Jesus' joy is part of your inheritance.
Yes.
And the joy of the Lord is your strength. I can even say, you know, the joy of the Lord will cause the divine health that is in you, amen,
yes,
to be manifesting in your soul. And then from your soul, it will touches every part of your fingers, every part of your body. Amen. Beloved of God. So I just want to let you know, beloved of God, this Jesus joy is amazing. And I already told you where it comes from. How you receive it? By faith, just like everything else. But how does faith cometh? It comes by hearing. And hearing the word of Christ. Not the word of the talk show host. Not the word of this politician. Not the word of this man or that man. It's the word of Christ. Make sure you're spending more time in the word than you are in all the secular stuff.
Yes.
You know, I'm not saying that we're not supposed to read news. We're becoming totally ignorant. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that make sure the proportion, the Word of God, has to be so full in your heart, amen, that you're not bogged down with the worries and the cares of life so much, because your joy is everlasting through the Word of Christ. Are you blessed, church? Are you seeing something that you didn't see before? So, again, John 15:11, Jesus' own words. These things I've spoken unto you. So He's speaking the word of Christ, right?
Yes.
I love you. Now you love one another. I empower you. It's not about you loving me. It's about me loving you,
yes,
right? That is the gospel, right? And He proved His love when He died at the cross and He rose again on the third day for you. He said, my words that I'm speaking unto you, I'm speaking these things to you so that Jesus' joy, my joy, would remain in you. Don't let that joy, amen, to be stolen
by things that happens in life. Mm-hmm. Amen. Don't allow that joy, amen, to be stolen. Because if the enemy can steal that joy, if that joy does not remain in you, it's stolen by the enemy. Right?
Yes.
Guess what? You may be having a lack of energy. You may be having a lack of strength. Because like I said, the joy of the Lord shall be your strength.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't allow the enemy to steal that through, again, the circumstances in life, things that sometimes it's not even big things, you know, small things, trying to rob you, trying to distract you, trying to steal that joy. And God is saying unto us today, let my joy remain in you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
By you tuning in to the Word of Christ. The gospel that declares you, that made you righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Word of Christ, that is the gospel. Amen. And then your joy might be full as the result. So you being able to be joyful is not something that you conjure up. It's something that you can't help. Because it's so full as a result of just tuning in to the right frequency.
Yeah.
If you don't like what's going on in your life, change the frequency what you're listening to. Right? If there are things in your life that you don't like, beloved of God, ask the Holy Spirit, what unbelief has been pumped into my heart that creates fear and doubt and worries that you want me to tune out, Lord? Mm-hmm. Amen, beloved of God? This is the Word of Christ. Amen. Like the beautiful song today during worship that we heard today. Amen. That God loves you more than you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
It's just amazing. And don't you love that song, Nail Pierced Hand?
Yes.
It's like, wow, He knew the consequence of saving you meant that eternity, throughout eternity, that He would have to bear that scar.
Mm-hmm.
But yet He took that sacrifice.
Yes.
He drank that cup to the very last dreg. So that today there's no condemnation for you.
Amen.
For those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's how much Jesus loves you. That's how much He cares for you. And that's just amazing. The love of Jesus. Amen. He's such a good God. He's such a good God. Are you blessed, church?
Amen.
Amen. By the way, I'm going to give a preview of what I'm going to be talking next week. Remember I asked you to say everlasting joy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you know where that's coming from? Isaiah 35:10. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy. Say everlasting joy.
Everlasting joy.
So word for word, this is not something that I made up. It's available for us. Everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I'm not going to expound on this, but this is a preview for the delicious meal that you will get next time.
35:10?
Yes, Isaiah 35:10.
Oh.
It's okay, no problem. You know, we're not going to expound on this one today. So, but I just want to whet your appetite so that you know, right? Wow, there's such a thing as an everlasting joy. The joy that is everlasting. Yes, that's what the Bible says. Father, we are so thankful for your word today. Thank you for Jesus' joy. 2021 for LGCI. Jesus' joy. The year of Jesus' joy. We've been blessed in 2017 with Jesus, our righteousness revelation. And we've been blessed also last year, 2020, with Christ, our peace, or shalom revelation. And we are blessed this year with Jesus' joy revelation, the fullness of the kingdom.
Yes.
Because the kingdom is not a matter of eating or drinking, but righteousness, Jesus our righteousness. Peace, Christ our shalom. And joy, Jesus' joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, church. I bless you. The Lord makes His face shine on you throughout this week. Amen. Remember Psalm 91. I want you to read that out loud, if possible, every morning, especially throughout the day, when there are fears, when there are worries, knocking on the door. What you going to do about this? What if this happened? What if that happened? Remember the gateway, verse 1 and verse 2. Believe and speak that. And all the rest of the blessings in that chapter will just automatically happen. The Word maintains you. You don't have to maintain the Word.
Yes.
The Word is alive. Amen. The Word is alive and sharper than any double-edged sword.
Yes.
Amen.